Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. 19 and out, but still going strong.
Most of us cut our teeth questing in the expansive and somewhat trippy world of Final Fantasy, a franchise that's just D&D, but with better hair and graphics. Well, if you're a massive nerd, and you are, we all are, it's time to face the music, then you'd be wanting to get along to a new world, intimate music from Final Fantasy in Brisbane. Following on from a sold-out concert series across the country, the New World Players are back with their tribute to the music of the game series, celebrating 30 years, or XXX, am I right, guys? Yeah, Roman numerals. A Final Fantasy in the coolest way possible. And we have some free tickets to give away. Just tweet us at Sanspants Radio using the hashtag LetMeFF for your chance to win. The show is on Sunday, the 2nd of April at 6 p.m. at St. Peter's Lutheran College Performing Arts Centre. And you can purchase your tickets at ffnewworld.com/concert/Brisbane. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to Chapter 6 of Northern Bounty, a D&D's for Nerds side quest adventure. Previously, you see, out of the snow, a giant figure approaching.
So imagine, like, you've got your basic moose. And then you've basically, like, you've cranked it up to 11. You've covered it in, like, tinsel, almost.
Christmas moose.
And lots, I think it's, of muscles.
Yeah, lots. Oh, he's muscly.
Oh, wait, I have a longbow. Oh, I'm going to shoot at it.
Yeah.
Well, you fucking Satan moose think you're better than me? I try and rip his antlers off.
Do you think making a moose blind would make it more dangerous or less?
Hey? Allie goofed.
Allie. Why are you goofing? Alert the guard! Everybody run!
And then it gallops away into town.
Is this how we die, guys? We die by moose?
I got a crit fail.
If you get a crit fail, what the fuck? What the fuck? Fuck this moose!
I just have this feeling that if it's blind, it'll calm down.
You reckon?
The moose falls to the ground. Still reeling from your fight with the great elk, you're standing in the middle of town.
I should heal up my friends.
Oh, you're actually kind of exhausted. Like, you probably want to kip for a little while, actually.
Let's just go back to bar, have a quick
We head out just like a little bit from town so that it doesn't look real embarrassing without. So everybody hold up the charade of being proud heroes until we get out, and then we can be like, oh my god. Good.
Yeah, it was a heavy fighter.
Oh Jesus, sir, how are we alive?
I thought that was dead. I thought it was an easy fight. I break its horn and then it gouged me like a cunt.
Yeah.
So
Fuck
this moose. Let's just pitch a tent.
Everybody.
And rest for a good while.
Have a nap. You deserve it.
We're the heroes that this town deserves.
Yeah, all right.
And you're unable to form any type of meaningful shelter because none of you have a tent packed. You guys know some basics about making lean-tos and such like that in the wilderness, but
we didn't bring a tent. Are we dickheads?
The tent wouldn't do you much good here.
We can at least make a little snow shelter, yeah?
Yeah, you try to make some basic lodging like that, but there's not a lot of material at hand other than just snow, and a purely snow shelter, unless you're really working at it, isn't really that great.
How far away is the trapper house anyway?
It's about a day. Well, in this weather, it's about a day's travel. Like, you're going to need to go there. In this weather, you're going to want to, because it's 2 days to the druid.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to want proper lodging on the way.
Look, I know we are wrecked, but could we push on and try to get to Trapper's house, then we rest there? Yes?
Have a solid nap. Good.
That's right. True. No micro naps.
Yes.
Wipe out five, wipe out lives.
So you're just heading straight onto the...
Yeah.
No, that's not...
Yep. So you're just heading straight onto the trader? Yep. Trapper, sorry, not trader.
The trailer.
As you're about halfway between the town and the Trapper's hut, the snow starts really picking up again. Oof. And even with your heavy furs, it's just the worst. Absolutely freezing. It's let me just quickly.
Oh no! How much do we even care about this town?
Very little.
Oh well, they've got our bounty though.
We put
in
that
the
fucking wizard in a barrel.
Additionally, there's nowhere else to go.
We're kind of stuck.
And if we head back to the town and we're like, we just decided we're not gonna, then I feel like they wouldn't be super grateful.
Then we've got to do that werewolf problem.
So, like I've said before, D&D is all in Imperial rather than metric. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the quick conversion here, but it's probably right now the temperature is sitting somewhere around negative 20 Fahrenheit.
Oh. Okay.
Fahrenheit,
yeah. So
that's, what's that in Celsius?
I don't know. I could get a quick converter or something like that.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Because I don't know what Fahrenheit
literally means
is.
Nothing to me.
I mean, I know negative 20 is bad in Celsius, but maybe it's good in Fahrenheit.
Maybe.
No, guys, because like 100 degrees Fahrenheit is like 40 degrees Celsius.
Oh.
We're really chilly. Hmm. That's okay. Let's just all get naked under the furs.
Yeah.
And snuggle up.
Yeah. You're only wee, man. You can just fit in between us.
I know. I'm
32 Fahrenheit is 0 Celsius. Yeah. So negative 25 is negative 30 Celsius.
Yeah. Can humans even survive in that?
Yes.
No. But you're here.
Like,
I'm a gnome, so it's fine. With your half elf.
So the way temperatures work is within the there's different bands. So temperature bands, and different bands have different effects. So the cold band, regular cold, is every hour you begin taking damage. Then there's severe cold, which is every 10 minutes you begin taking damage. Mm-hmm. And then there's extreme cold, which is every 10 minutes you take damage. Usually there's like a saving throw involved.
Yeah.
No saving throw. And then there's a saving throw or take additional damage.
Gee, I wonder band we're in.
So with cold weather gear, you don't need to worry about that first level.
Yeah.
With cold weather gear and furs, you don't need to worry about the first two. But you need basically shelter to save yourself from the third level.
Oh, God.
You are considered partially protected from this, which means that it's not as bad, but still every hour you're going to need to make a save and you're going to start taking damage. That damage will stay no matter if you heal or do anything. You need to warm up to get rid of that damage.
How far away are we from the
also,
Trapper's
Cavern? You're at risk for hypothermia and frostbite.
Oof. Okay.
How far away are we?
You're roughly 6 hours, so you're going to need to make 6 saves, all 3 of you.
All right. So that's fine. It can't be that much damage.
So
if I rage, I'll be fine.
Raging will save you. Raging is for one save, and then you're exhausted. So for the other saves, you'll take penalties.
Balls.
Although it's actually irrelevant because you guys set out while you were exhausted, so you two actually are already taking penalties.
God damn it. We'll be right.
Is there...
But if you rage, you'll go from exhausted to fatigued, which is like you just won't be able to make the save.
That's funny as shit. All right, then I won't rage.
Probably for the best.
Probably for the best.
So I'm going to need to make, like I said, 6 saves for all 3 of you. Do you want me to just tell you what happened at the end, or do you want me to tell you as we go?
No.
As we go, because then we can be like, all right, now we get to shelter.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can kind of push and push and
we
see.
We don't have anything to say.
We can figure it out. Skin a cow. Hop inside. Piss
Green.
Yellow.
Piss yellow for Chet, green for Tessa.
And red for me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're going, maybe like grabbing some sticks, grabbing some stuff, seeing that like we're gonna be pushing, it's gonna be hard. Mm-hmm. So let's be smart about it.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
as we go, Adam, we pick up whatever little twigs and...
I know how to survive. Look, I don't have your fancy education of fucking going to this school thing, but I know how to survive the mean wilderness.
All right, then. Just shake my head.
You're so tiny. That means you're going to get a cold so much quicker.
Nah.
All right, I guess it doesn't. I don't know shit, I guess.
Less exposure. Like, you guys are double my height.
Can I cast resistance on all 3 of us?
That gives you a bonus for 1 time.
Oh, sick.
I'll wait until we're nearly dead.
How many times can you cast that?
3 times. 3 a day. That means 3 casts of the spell, so that means...
Once, yeah.
Once on all of us, yeah.
Okay. Trissa? You're fine for the first hour, but Daryl and Chet, there's also a blizzard kicking up as well.
Good.
So as soon as it hits, both of you take 2 points of non-lethal damage that will not heal until you get warm.
Did you say Da'am?
Yes,
because your name's Daryl.
I did.
That's bloody good.
Thank you.
I'm fucking into that.
Do not encourage him.
What if I cast Tasha's hideous laughter on us? That's a gag. Keep everyone nice and, you know, toasty, laughing.
All right, the bloody Joker over here.
It's two damage, it's fine.
Trissa, you're fine.
All right.
Got Aral and Chet.
I told you, I'm small. Not
Why
as much
are
too
you so fine. Okay with this?
Two more points.
Whatever, it's 2 points. It's fine.
It was all freezing. Fuck this.
Everything's fine.
Reversed.
Yes.
The Aral and Chet, somehow both of you are able to...
We huddle together.
You huddle together, to start fighting off. Although...
We don't let Trissa in.
Both of you have frostbite.
Damn. Oh,
your legs are completely frozen over and you're having trouble working your knees.
Oh, God,
you
that's okay.
You start taking penalties to your dexterity.
2 more hours and we're there.
It's fine, it's fine.
And you... You might lose a limb in this.
Maybe cast the resistance on us and sneak
yeah,
now.
Yeah, cast the resistance on us.
Trissa, I'm going to say you fell down somewhere and like you got covered in snow, so you're kind of soaking wet because you take 5 non-lethal and are now the worst out of everyone.
Oh, no.
Cure a moderate wound. No. Resistance on everyone.
Resistance for the next save? All right.
That's how all my spells sound.
They,
like a Mario
they really
noise.
Do. Pew, pew, pew.
Wahoo!
Unfortunately, that helped literally no one. All 3 of you will be taking damage this round.
God Sorry, I'm damn. Garbage.
So it's been...
Sorry, I'm the worst part there ever was.
3 hours so far. 3 points of damage.
Holy fuck, it's so cold.
Trissa, you're on 8. Daryl, you're on 7.
What's that?
And Chet, you're on 7.
What's that maximum? Is that a maximum health?
Yeah, just when it reaches your health. So... You can stand this for quite a long time. A normal human being would have been dead an hour
but we're
ago.
We're heroes of old. Yeah, I get it.
You guys are able to withstand this a lot longer, but like I said, until you get to a fire,
it's
this damage
not go away.
Stays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. All right. So what? 3 more.
3 more. No, 2 more. Yeah, Adam.
There's 3 more.
It's okay. Wait, we'll be fine.
Was there anywhere we could? No, there's no shelter.
There's no shelter.
There's nothing we can do. Yeah. All right. Bring
Everyone, just bring it in. Huggle around me. I'll keep you in my coat.
Maybe for the last hour, I'll rage. Will that help at all?
I don't think it will.
It will help, yeah. Right. In the last hour.
All right.
Last hour, because
when you get to the cabin, you'll be fucked.
That's fine. I'm hedging my bets that the cabin is a toasty place.
That's what I keep imagining.
Fine.
Like a warm, roaring fire.
Nice. Trissa and the Aral.
Yeah.
Both of you. Literally got the number you needed to make the save. You're both.
I like to think I
dying.
Have them in my coat. That's why they're warm.
You're absolutely dying, but you're fine.
Good.
Chet, however, they have stolen your warmth. You opened your coat. That was the problem you had.
What warmth, vampire?
2 non-lethal. So now you're the worst.
You're parasites. Get out of my coat.
1/4 of your hit points are gone right now.
I kick him out of my coat. No, thank you.
Trissa, you're okay for frostbite?
Heck, you're just fine, Trissa.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck
little.
You.
I'm little amount of exposure.
Chet, one of your legs stops working.
Oh, no.
Okay, so... Shit.
You can't feel anything in it.
And I can't cure...
Do you want to have a look at it?
No. I'm just going to keep going.
Dragging along.
Anybody comes up to me, I'm like, fuck off! Don't look at me! It's fine. You stole my warmth! You're a parasite! I'll kill you where you stand!
Warmth vampires. Good.
Not gonna lie, Chet's panicking. Just an iota.
You know what's really great about frostbite? There are rules for how you cure it.
Oh.
And you can take extra damage and penalties if you cure it in the wrong way.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Good.
Maybe I just let it die.
Yeah. Lose a leg.
Lose a leg, it's fine. Put a moose antler where my leg was.
Okay, so...
I'm not really, you know, the fighting type. We can still do magic. It's okay.
Yeah. You're not kicking, like,
yeah, I don't.
Bard.
I'm not a kick wizard. It's fine. They're no longer a thing.
This is the 5th hour now, so...
Oh, good.
You're close to done.
Nearly out. Nearly out. This is when it gets the worst. Or the best.
Mm.
Oh, that whistle, I think it was rather the first time.
It's not great.
It's okay.
Trissa, once again.
It's fine.
You're doing
Fuck
fine.
You.
Oh.
Fuck you with your
the
tiny Arrow body.
And Chet.
Oh, no.
Is the Arrow losing a leg?
Maybe.
Six.
This is fucking bullshit. This is what this is.
I don't even care about the werewolves. Like, I never said.
Quite frankly, I want the werewolf to come and eat one of us. And then I can like bathe in warm blood.
I wish that werewolf would eat the whole town.
So it's funny you should say that.
Why?
You hear a howl from behind you.
Fuck my
Adam,
life.
No.
Fuck my life.
You bullshit.
Do any of you turn around?
No, not at all.
Keep walking.
I will.
You turn around?
Eat it. Keep walking.
Just like still walking though.
The snow, the blizzard is coming down pretty hard. It's not whiteout conditions yet, so you're not snow blind or anything like that. And you guys have the goggles anyway. But when you turn around, it is daytime, so there should be light, but there isn't a lot. But what light you can see by, you can see there is something big following you. The big thing pauses again and arcs its head up towards the sky, and you hear another howl.
Fuck off.
I'm just going to say, run.
Don't touch me.
Run.
It's big.
Run.
Bigger than the moose. Oh. It's very big.
Is it what color?
Is it a mammoth?
You can't see. It's just a shadow.
Oh,
run.
This is bullshit.
Run.
This is the fuck off.
Hang on. I'm not even done.
I mean, mammoths don't howl, but like...
Oh, yeah. My God, Jet. Someone needs to carry you. Your legs are dead.
Guess who can't?
Oh,
Rakim.
Get under Daryl's arm.
Climb under Daryl's arm.
You guys are hampered right now. You're moving. Well, no, actually, never mind. Daryl, you can still move faster than Trissa can. Trissa.
I got little legs.
In this heavy snow conditions, you're moving at just 5 feet around.
Yeah, can they get me on either side like this and I'll just heal them as we go?
You can't heal this damage.
I know.
But I'm already, I've got other damage.
He's got other damage.
Do you want to heal that?
Yeah.
You have to make a check because your arms are also frostbitten.
That's fine.
If this spell fails, you just lose the spell.
That's okay.
Fine.
You mean forever?
Not forever, but like
it
you
doesn't
lose
work.
A casting.
Yeah, that's fine.
So the spell fails. Yeah, what? The spell fails.
Nah, it's fine. Keep walking. We'll keep walking. And I'll rage.
Light jump.
Last
light
hour.
Jump.
Last hour.
Last hour.
Fuck
last
this
hour.
Bullshit.
Rage. Rage. Blah, 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 blah. My legs are gone.
Good to get to Kibben. Good to get to Kibben.
Tell Mama that Chet's legs are gone.
It is a good thing you raged. You wouldn't have made this check otherwise.
Fuck. Oof. Fuck my life.
Aw, oh, Trissa.
Are there wheelchairs in D&D?
We'll invent one for you, especially.
The Arrow. Because the warmth, the extra, what do you call it? The extra metabolism and warmth that raging gives you, you're the only one who's fine. Trissa and Chet, you both take 3 points.
Oof. Is this going to be yet another adventure where Jackson dies?
Maybe.
Hey, I might just lose my life.
Chet, half of your hit points.
God.
You're
nearly,
half
we're there. We're home. We're there. We're
you
in
see
a warm place.
You see the cabin.
Thank Christ.
Does it look warm? Hang on.
Does it look warm? Please don't have it be a bed.
Please say, like, oh, what is this?
There's certainly
off?
No light on.
That's ominous.
Trissa.
Yes?
You fall over in the snow. As you try to get up, oh, by the way, you can still hear it behind.
Fine,
it's been
fine.
Getting, over the hour, it's been getting closer and
no,
it has closer.
It's lies.
And closer.
It's quiet, of the mind.
You Trissa,
so
as you try
away.
To get up, yeah. You realize one of your legs isn't responding.
I pick her up and off by the scruff of her neck. And I'm carrying
her. She's too
heavy. Oh, bullshit.
Just you limp. You can't carry both.
Just limp. Just limp.
I'll do that.
Limp
I'll
away.
Hop,
it is all right.
Hop to the cabin.
You're crawling. At a crawling speed, I'm going to say you're just moving like 1 foot around because I can't dock your movement speed anymore.
That's fine.
I'm like, get to the cabin, drop this boy, run back, grab that girl, get to the cabin.
In a full round, if she does nothing but move, she moves at the same rate you do when you take a step.
Oh, fuck. Can he do that? Can he go to the cabin, throw me on the ground, go get her?
Yeah, you can hike towards the cabin.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's no lights on.
Don't care right now.
And snow is piled up all over the place.
Oh, but
the door
when
is partially
we come to it.
Snowed over.
That's fine.
You've got to either dig the snow out or just try to kick the door
look,
down.
Look, I'll kick door down or get his boy to dig and I'll go get that one.
Okay, drop
you want to just
door,
drop I'll him at the snow?
You dig, I'll go get her.
You get dropped in the snow?
Like placed in the snow. Don't like... Just don't
he's
throw.
In snow, though.
Like, oh my God.
Three.
I'm fine.
Dig
I'm
in fine. Hole, I'll get her.
Yeah, you start digging. You go back. As soon as you turn around, the werewolf is closer to Trissa than you are.
Oh, no. Oh, so it's a werewolf. Right. We can tell it's a werewolf now?
He's the only one who can see it. You see it pretty well in these conditions.
Bullshit.
Trissa is 30 feet away from you. The werewolf is 40 feet away from you.
Oof. Trissa's going to get eaten.
It's massive. Absolutely enormous. Like maybe the size of an elephant almost. It's big. Pure white fur covers it all over itself.
Is it blizzarding down? If I yell something, they don't want to hear me. So I kind of want to.
You don't think so? You don't think?
I
want to
point behind the wolf. Go, ah, another moose.
Guys, I'm so little. He's probably gonna eat me in
its
one.
Its claws and its maw are the only parts that are not white. They are rich red with blood. It looks like it's fed recently.
That's right.
He's not hungry.
He's not hungry. You'll weigh him down. He's going to like swimming off to eat. It's bad.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
What are you
doing? Half an hour,
guys. I'm running towards Triss.
Triss?
Oh, wait. Bow and arrow. Can I like run towards Triss, bow and arrow?
At me, by the way, the werewolf.
You don't even know if you think you'll hurt it doing that. There's an actual primal monkey fear within you right now. Oh, wait. I think it has an effect on
you. Did elves evolve from monkeys, Adam?
We all evolved from monkeys. No, humans evolved alongside monkeys. Elves evolved from monkeys. All right. I wrote rumors that you could hear about the white werewolf.
We did investigate.
Did not listen to those.
Maybe the trapper will know. Maybe the druid will know. We'll ask them.
Maybe the trapper, who's definitely alive and has a fire and soup.
All right. Like I said, you're too afraid to attack. Right. I'd say you need to make a will save to go get her.
I'll do that. I'll make will save. Like, oh, shit, I got to get... Yes.
You work up whatever courage you have. Maybe you're still raging, even. And you charge through the snow to get to Trissa. Trissa, at first you think you're going snow mad or something like that. Because snow's falling on you. But the snow falling on your back feels warm. But then you realize it's not snow that's falling on your back when it drips around your helmet, but drool.
It's warm, so... Hey, I mean, it's not all
that's
bad.
A bonus. It'll be warm inside the werewolf's stomach.
As you see Daryl approaching you, you can see the concern on his face, and you're pretty sure you have a good idea of what's happening.
Can I reach
You reach back? Trissa. The wolf hasn't moved much at all, but it is slowly advancing.
All right.
It's like, have you ever seen like an animal or something like that slowly stalking up? Google a person not looking at big cat at the zoo. Have you ever seen one of those videos? Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
That is what is happening. The werewolf, without even looking at you, is slowly stalking behind Trissa as if it's ready to pounce.
Yep. All right. I'm going to grab Trissa and put her behind me.
You can't pick her up, but you can drag her.
I'm dragging her and not taking eyes off wolf back towards cabin.
You slowly back towards the cabin, dragging Trissa. It slowly advances on you, about the same rate. Its eyes have shifted from Trissa to you now.
This is fine.
Have I dug enough of a hole? Because I need the door to be open when they arrive.
You've dug enough that you think you could open the door, maybe.
Okay.
But you're wearing gloves, but you can't...
fingers?
Yeah, you can't feel your hands or fingers. I was about to say you're you'll find out in a minute. You literally blue.
Oh, good. That's unusual.
You're wearing gloves, so you can't see it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, true. Can I open the door to roll myself in and like leave it open for them?
With some effort, you're able to open the door and roll in.
Okay.
The cabin is one room.
Mm-hmm.
In the there's two doors. There's a back door and a front door. The back door has been... The one that you guys didn't see has been broken off its hinges and is in pieces on the floor. The gory remains of the trapper.
But did he leave a fire going?
Indeed. Looking to the fireplace, you think the fire went out recently.
Oh, that's good. That means
the trapper was also killed recently.
Well, I mean, that explains the werewolf outside.
And the blood.
And the blood. Anyway, I'll leave the door open and I'll crawl my way over to the fire and try and get it going whilst they come inside.
The wind, like I said, has nearly put the fire out completely, but there are some smoldering ashes you're able to work with. Trissa?
Yes.
And Daryl, You both stumble in through the doorway. I'm going to say, Daryl, you are able with your foot to just kick the door closed.
Oh, someone's still got their feet.
You can see a lock on the door as well that you could probably work. You haven't seen the cabin proper yet.
Good, I will lock that lock.
All right. You secure that door.
Oh, then, like, flashback to the, like, night before. Door ripped off hinge. No.
There's furniture all over the place that
it'll be fine.
There's furniture all over the place that you guys could pile up against the door if you wanted.
I will be doing that, yes.
Okay. I'm going to say, you're just not paying attention to the rest of the room, so you don't know that the other door is just gone.
Good.
Oh, it doesn't take long, though. Trissa, you're very aware of the room.
I'll just be like, the back door. Back door, guys. It's not a door.
Now is not time for anal sex, Trissa.
No!
After a couple tries, Chet, you're able to get the fire starting again, but the wind is keeps just putting it out.
Somebody close the big hole.
Shit.
And I'm not after anal sex.
Through the blizzard, you can see the white wolf slowly stalking its way around to that opening.
All right, I'm going to...
can we pile furniture in front of
there's a bookcase that's right next to it that you could just tip over if you want.
That's good.
I'll take some of the books that fall out and put them on the fire.
pile up as much furniture as I can.
Okay. So, the Arrow, as the only one who can walk right now, you're the one who goes around and just starts piling furniture wherever possible. Trissa and... Actually, I'll get to you in a sec, Trissa.
All right.
But Chet, you start collecting stuff for the fire.
Yep.
Trissa, what would you like to do, knowing that you can't walk right now?
How's he walking?
I'm not.
He's crawling.
You can crawl around and help.
I guess, yeah, crawl around and help if that's an option.
I'll say, Trissa, you start breaking down bigger pieces of furniture
to put on the fire.
Pieces of furniture that are too small to block any passages or anything like that. Do you also want to block windows?
Of course.
As you're blocking the door, one of the windows, smash, the glass is shattered, and a massive arm, the arm is as long as you are tall, tries scraping around on the inside.
Can I get my halberd and just quickly kind of give him a bit
of... Stab.
No, big, bad wolf.
The wolf's arm.
And it's just a fucking vicious attack if I can't just... I don't care right now, I'm already wounded, fuck it.
I healed you up a bit on the
road. No, you didn't. You failed.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm garbage.
You hit as hard and as heavy as you can. It's like a scratch. Literally.
Deep.
Have you ever fallen off a playground and been like, Mom?
Yes, last week.
fucking time.
You give it a boo-boo.
Oh, no.
You, however, take 2 points of damage.
That's super not worth it. Fuck this wolf.
Maybe if I make it blind.
The arm goes back out.
Good. Is this something I can deafen? To good effect?
You can try.
Make it blind, I guess. But,
although you are collecting materials for the
focus
fire.
On fire, I'm freezing still.
Get a swarm first.
The wolf either stops stalking around the house, or the blizzard has picked up to such a condition that you actually just can't see that it's stalking around the house.
Shit.
You keep piling stuff up, though.
Yes.
How's the fire looking, Adam?
Trissa and Chet, you both try to light the fire. You're not doing well.
Give us a hand when you're done.
At some point, literally all of the furniture has been used.
All right, give a hand.
The only thing that is not furniture, that is not piled up against the walls, is the body of the trapper, or what's left of the body of the
I'll
trapper.
I'll put it on the fire.
It's not like a barbecue in here.
It won't burn.
Do I have anything to burn?
Yeah, I know, I'm looking through my stuff. What can I burn?
Hold on. An antler.
Antlers don't burn. Don't be stupid. Does silk rope burn, Adam?
Silk rope?
Yeah.
It does.
Well?
Probably not well.
Better or worse than the books we're using?
Worse than the books.
All right, we'll keep using them books.
Silk rope is something you put on the fire after you got a roaring fire.
All right. Keep using those books.
Okay.
I have a torch. Is that going to help?
I guess you could, the torch does burn.
Yeah, I'll use the help with the torch or something. I don't know, sell anything out of anything. I want
to
help.
We'll tear out floorboards if we have to.
We will.
We'll use our clothes. We'll be sitting naked in front of the fire.
No, Jackson, no.
I'll cut off my gank leg and cook that.
Why not?
Smell like barbecue in
here. Yeah, that'd be all right.
No, that might attract the wolf.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, he's already here. That's fine.
Trissa, you're able to light the fire.
Hey!
Oh, thank Christ.
Oh. You've got a little bit of a fire going.
Minor victories.
Minor victories. That's what it's all about, you know? Here in the fucking snow. Fuck my life, I guess. Mm. Now that we have a moment, I'd like to inspect my legs.
Start peeling off pieces of clothing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just you or Hang anyone on. Else?
Who here can't feel a thing? As in, like, not we... a thing, as in, like, a thing of their body.
I raise Harold, my hand.
You're fine.
All right.
Trissa, you yeah. can't feel One your leg. Legs below the knees.
Both?
Yeah, both legs. Chet, you can't feel anything to do with your legs, and your hands are incredibly numb.
Mm.
I just so kind of... who wants to strip?
I'll get naked.
I do.
Fix me good. I'm going to... Can I do survival checks on them? Is that what is this?
It'd be heal checks.
Oh, that's not...
Do I have a good heal?
That is not as good.
I have a heal of 2.
The Arrol has a decent heal.
I don't know.
Is that no. handle animal?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're all shit at healing.
Yeah. I have a hot one.
I got 2.
I got 2.
Yes.
If we put it together, that makes 4.
That's true.
We got 4, Adam.
Well, we got 5 if we include the Arrol.
Yeah, but he's... Yeah.
Not how it works. You take off your gloves, mm-hmm. Chet. Your hands are pale blue.
Is this... Am I dying?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a look at your feet?
I think, stay by fire.
Your toes are black.
Stay also by fire.
Right, so I've lost them. That's that, just done. How are my legs looking?
Your legs are ranging from a deep blue to a pale blue.
So I think maybe those toes are gone, but legs...
Trissa, do you want to have a look?
Mm-hmm.
Your feet are going blue.
So I'm... Like 5.
Just stay by fire. Stay by fire. I'm going to quickly check myself.
You look okay. You're pale, but you're okay.
Stay also by fire. Everyone stay by fire. Keeping fire warm.
Can I roll to see if I know how to heal frostbite?
You know some things. You know warm water is ideally what you want. Dry heat will help, but dry heat will cause you damage as well.
Does any of us know how to deal with frostbite?
Yeah.
The Arrol, you know about what I just said. Trissa, you too. All 3 of you are aware that warm water is the best solution.
All right.
But dry heat.
Some water?
What's my canteen?
We can heat it up.
We've got water.
The fire is not big enough to heat anything yet.
Mm. Oh.
All right. We've got water, but do we have a container for water?
One of the barricades.
Mm. All right.
Can you
guys.
Can we just, like just hold
up? You hear a howling as well.
Just give us a second.
Fuck off, Wolf. One moment, one problem at a time. Just good. Time out, Wolf. It's fine.
Just do a lap of the barren wasteland.
Then come back.
And then come back.
If you want, I can give you trapper to eat on. Fuck off.
Trissa, you're the only one who notices.
Oh, I thought it was like...
The other two are too busy, either with looking at the barricades. Every now and then, one of the barricades is like... as the wolf tries to make its way in. But you're both too distracted by whatever to notice this. Trissa, near the corpse of the trapper... You notice a wind has started to pick up. Like a tiny little... You ever see those mini cyclones or
like
tornadoes?
Like a willy-willy?
What the fuck
like
is this?
Can we put... Hold on. Are you saying it's coming from the body?
It's over the body.
So I can't use the body to stop that. I was like, just put it across the wall because that's where the wind's coming. No?
No, the wind's not coming out of anywhere. It's just... It's almost supernatural in origin. Is this cyclone an omen of good or ill fortune? Find out next time on Northern Bounty, a D&D is for Nerds side quest adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Digital Audio wirkt, weil dieser Moment dir gehört. Kein Scrollen, kein Wegklicken. Nur du und meine Stimme. Ermöglicht durch KI. Echt durch Nähe. Genau diese Nähe lässt Marken im richtigen Moment ankommen. Beim Kaffee am Morgen, unterwegs oder einfach beim Durchatmen.
Digital Audio. Näher geht nicht.